USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The president's special representative for Ukraine resigned Friday. Kurt Volker was named in the whistleblower complaint concerning the July phone conversation between President Trump and his Ukrainian counterpart. The resignation is raising questions. The House Foreign Affairs Committee said that they had scheduled a deposition with Ambassador Volker just next week. It's not sure now if he will still take part in the deposition. The White House had restricted access to the transcript of President Trump's phone call with Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Saudi Crown Prince. The chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Elliot Engel, explains how the rest of the committee is viewing the hidden conversations.
It leads you to believe that somebody's hiding something or somebody wants to keep things from getting outside.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Uber has added a 911 button to its app that will allow riders to quietly send a message to emergency personnel. Also, riders can opt to use a four-number PIN that will verify driver and rider before the ride leaves. And there is now also bike lane alerts to make sure you don't step out into a biking zone. An Army officer who used to oversee White House communications at the Trump Florida estate Mar-a-Lago has gotten a 3-year probation sentence for making false statements during a child pornography investigation. Court documents show he became a target for investigators after he uploaded topless photos of a young relative to a Russian website. The Miami Herald's Nick Nuhemus has been reporting the story.
He was at the White House switchboard before this in charge of making calls for the president, the vice president, and senior White House staff. He also traveled with the president and vice president to maintain their communications.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghanistan is having presidential elections, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
The Taliban relentlessly issuing threats. The terrorist group has sent suicide bombers to rallies and election offices, killing dozens and warning they'll kill more. Afghan officials say security preparations at nearly 5,000 polling places have been elaborate and more than 8 months in the making, but Taliban leaders are warning Afghans to boycott the elections, and despite the government's best efforts, 431 polling centers will not be able to open because the interior minister says they were just too difficult to secure. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The FBI and the New York State Department of Labor are investigating allegations that a payroll company diverted millions of dollars in employee pay to its own bank accounts. USA's John Hunt reports.
An FBI spokesperson confirmed the investigation. Alan Shaffrin had his company's payroll deducted twice from his employees' bank accounts.
If you've got a bank account that has direct deposit or withdrawal, we might be a lot more vulnerable than we realize.
My Payroll HR, based in Clifton Park, New York, apparently ceased operations last week after a direct deposit company, Cachet Financial Services, claimed it diverted as much as $26 million in small business employee paychecks to one of its bank accounts. Cachet handles direct deposit transactions for numerous payroll firms. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.